29 emergency triple team traffic. Back to the traffic center with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Brian, seeing a little bit of an improvement on northbound I-15 as you go through Draper, and heavy and slow traffic remains in Sandy. Off and on slowdowns really all the way into Salt Lake City, but that is an improvement. Of course, the big delay is still I-80 eastbound coming from Wendover, but as you get to the Dugway exit, all traffic forced off. You'll wait in backups for at least a half an hour, and then you've got the alternate route you got to take all the way around into Tooele County. Eric Butler.
If you're heading north on the 215 West Belt from Taylorsville into West Valley City, you might plan an extra 10 minutes to your drive because you have an accident there right before 3500 South, along with the construction that's going on. Down in Utah County, it's 20 minutes from University Avenue in Provo up to Point of the Mountain. No accidents at all this morning. Alicia?
Well, no accidents out there in Davis County right now, but you will still see some slow and go from Bountiful Woods Cross through North Salt Lake. It's just going to remain a little slower than normal all the way into downtown from Warm Springs Road, clear through about the 4th North exit. So plan a little time there over on the West Side Belt as well as you're heading southbound from 4th North to the I-80 interchange. Expect a little brake tapping. The Utah Snowmobile Show this Friday and Saturday at the Salt Lake County Expo or Event Center in South Jordan. Discount tickets at snowwest.com/snowshows/home. Presented by Western Power Sports. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.